And the reason I know it was right at 4 o'clock, I saw the biggest swell I think I've ever seen in my life. Now, this wasn't a wind-blown sea. It was a swell, which was from something from past. It may have started at 2,000 miles from there. But that thing, if it was 1 foot high, it was 100 feet high at least, maybe 150. Mm. And I put the ship hard right, trying to get out of it. And it come back there, and it come over there, and it knocked these windows out in the wheelhouse. You knocked two or three of them out. I was here, the quartermaster was here, and there was a window here, and it knocked this window out here. And we had consoles. We didn't have a chart room. That was a real big bridge. Had a console. When that sea come over there, it knocked that quartermaster back there into that panel with all the radars and all that. I don't see how he helped him getting killed. We was waist deep up there in the water.
Wow.
And when we got to New York, like I say, there was the window here. I was standing on this side, and he was over there. I had to go up to the doctor and get some glass taken out of my nose where the glass was embedded in my nose, and that sea come across there and hit us. And we knocked all of our navigation equipment out. We had nothing mm-hmm. up there then but steering. But how frequent this is, and it was a swell. An hour after this happened, the chief mate and I went up and looked around for damages. The only damage we had up there, we had the flagstaff bent on the bow. I figured there'd be all kind of damage down the frame for that, but it wasn't. I wrote the other skipper a letter, and I told him, I said, look, I says, he used to say they had these what they call clear view windows. It would spin, you know, to keep the windows clear. Okay. It sees, you know, where he would keep it clear. I said, you always said you got this damage. That bulkhead that worked down below the wheelhouse. I said, I don't think that's the case. I said, I just had one. And I said, we just had a cedar come over there and hit us with the thing. But Sea Lion was good to work for. They never said one word to me.
Mm-hmm.
We probably had $300,000 or $400,000 worth of damage. Never questioned me at all about what I'd done or didn't do. Of course, I wrote a nice detailed report on it, you know,
right.
What happened.
Well, it seems like it was kind of part of what their objective was. They wanted the speed, and this
speed.
Was kind of...
Right, they were willing to take some damage.
Collateral damage.
Yeah.
So as a, you know, well, you were a captain, but was the crew kind of apprehensive about going that fast, knowing that these things could happen?
No, I don't think so.
Were they excited to go that fast?
No, well, I don't think they were excited. That much speed, a ship's not comfortable.
Okay.
You for one thing, when you was doing 33 knots, even smooth, see, you was throwing spray everywhere. The spray was all over the deck out there. And the ships, they were not comfortable. The officers slept up here, the deck officers did, and the crew and the engineers were back here, and these quarters back here. And this was to protect the boxes. The reason this house was up here was have some protection of the seas coming over there. But the ships weren't real comfortable at the high speeds. And like I say, they kind of had a jerky motion to them.
Yeah.
And they'd keel over a little bit too, about 5 or 6 degrees. Hmm.